Pivot Bio and Taranis partner up to help farmers access federal conservation funding. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community, and while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. In order for farmers to qualify for federal payments for conservation cropping practices, they have to jump through a lot of hoops. The crop nutrition company Pivot Bio and the AI-powered crop intelligence platform Taranis just announced a joint effort to make it easier for corn growers to comply with federal rules governing conservation payments. Those payments are made for practices like nutrition management, crop pest management, establishing cover crops, crop rotation, and reduced tillage. In a joint news release, the two companies say they will provide eligible growers with the information they need to qualify for USDA funding through the CSP and EQIP programs and also some tax credits. The companies say there is $9.5 billion earmarked for those types of payments this year and $11.5 billion for next year. The partnership allows Pivot Bio dealers to refer customers to the Taranis Conservation Service, which supports growers in identifying eligible acres, preparing documentation, and submitting applications directly to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. There's a link to more information on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.